I go there sometimes. It's not voluntary. We took Narayan Singh and the Daughter of Night out of Chor Bagan today. There was a white crow there. You weren't here.
I wasn't there.
More puzzled, even troubled.
I don't remember being there.
I think Soulcatcher noticed it, and she knows her crows. Mergen continued.
I wasn't there, but I remember things that happened. This can't be happening to me again.
Just calm down. Tell us what you know. Mergen proceeded to report everything Soulcatcher said and did after she ducked our snipers. He would not tell us how he knew. I do not think he could. Sara said, She does know that we have Singh and the girl. But did she guess why? The company has an old grudge with those two. She'll need to see bodies to be convinced there was nothing more to it than that. She's still not completely satisfied that Swan is dead. A very suspicious woman to protect her. Inarion corpse would be easy, if we could make it credible. There are a million skinny, filthy little old men with green teeth out there. But we'd sure come up short on beautiful 20-year-old women with blue eyes and skin paler than ivory. The Greys will definitely become more active now, Sara said. Whatever she suspects or doesn't, the Protector wants no one going about any tricky business in her city. A point the Radisha might argue, which reminds me of something that's been knocking around the back of my head. Listen to this and tell me what you think. Chapter 21. As the Bodhi disciples made their way through the crowds, more than one onlooker reached out to slap their backs. The disciples took that with poor grace. It told them that many of the witnesses were there to be entertained. The rite proceeded as before, but more quickly, as it was evident that the Greys anticipated trouble and had instructions to head it off. The kneeling priest in orange burst into flames just as the Greys began manhandling his assistants out of the way. A gout of smoke leaped upward. A black company skull formed inside it, an evil eye seeming to stare deep into the souls of all the witnesses. A voice filled the morning.
All their days are numbered.
And the wooden curtain wall shielding the reconstruction came to life. Glowing lime characters as tall as a man proclaimed,
Water sleeps, and My brother unforgiven.
They crawled slowly back and forth. Soulcatcher herself materialized on the ramparts overhead. Her rage was palpable. A second and larger cloud of smoke burst off the burning disciple. A face. The best representation of the captains that One-Eye and Goblin could manage. Told the awed and silent thousands,
Raja Dharma, the duty of kings, know you. Kingship is a trust. The king is the most exalted and conscientious servant of the people.
I began to slide away from there. This was sure to sting the protector into some impulsive and self-defeating response. Or maybe not. She did nothing obvious.